When author Judy Johnson comes to a store for a book signing, she brings along more than just a pencil.
All right, are we going to get ready to read?
She and illustrator Erin Moriarty come along in masks and costumes, portraying characters in their books. The two are collaborating on a series of children's books that center on a little boy named Popple.
Once in a time, not so long ago, lived a boy named Popple.
Where's Popple?
And his
so far, two of the books are in print. Five more are waiting in the wings. Johnson says nothing in her previous work as a media salesperson at a Green Bay TV station prepared her for life as an author. But she says the ideas just came out of nowhere.
I'm driving down the highway at night, and it hits me in the shower. Have to stop the shower, you know, get out, write it all down.
Johnson says a series of coincidences led to the birth of her Popple books. It started when she made up the first one off the top of her head when telling her young son a bedtime story. From there, she had a chance meeting in Door County with Moriarty, the illustrator. Later, Johnson happened to turn her TV on to find a telethon in progress.
When I saw a Children's Miracle Network telethon, my heart went out to those parents who are watching their children, in some cases, dying. And I thought, I didn't have to go through that. I didn't have to go through the situation of months and months and months and months of that agony. And so my heart went out to those parents, and I thought, maybe there's a reason this is happening to me.
Johnson's first child, a daughter, was stillborn. She now believes some sort of higher power is guiding her work. In return, Johnson says she will donate half the profits from her book sales to the children's hospitals. The Popple books are written in rhyme.
They lived at the edge of an enchanted wood, but Popple was lonely, so he wished he could have a friend to play with, for he was all alone.
The books are about a boy who lives at the edge of an enchanted forest. He tries to befriend the animals who live there, but at first they say they can't make friends with people. Then Johnson says it all works out because the boy is a Popple, not a people. Each book will have a moral lesson, something like be nice to each other, accept people who are different from you, or even don't go swimming alone. She says writing the books was the easy part. Getting them in print and on the shelves is much harder. Johnson is self-publishing her books. She's gotten them into 60 bookstores around Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. One large chain is letting her hold book signings and drawing demonstrations for kids. Shirley Verbruggen is the community relations manager at the Green Bay Barnes & Noble. She says the store carries local authors who've written everything from cookbooks to romance novels. And even though Johnson's books aren't put out by a major publisher, Verbruggen felt they had a place in the store.
Not only is her book very interesting and colorful, but her mission was a big attractor, at least to me personally, when she first contacted me. What she's trying to do for the Children's Hospital was, in my opinion, something that is very unique.
Parents and kids seem to enjoy the books, too. This mother, Rosanna, brought her 6-year-old daughter to a signing at the Madison Barnes & Noble.
I mean, I think it's a nice story about making friends with people who are different and that you shouldn't worry about stereotypes and you should just be friends with people just for, you know, for their own sake. So I think it's just a good moral and it shows diversity.
Judy Johnson and Erin Moriarty also visit kids in the children's hospitals. They give each child a free book and spend time with them drawing and reading. Johnson says there's not much for a sick kid to do in a hospital room, so they're very grateful for diversions. Ultimately, she hopes her books lead to something more than just entertainment.
I have really big dreams, but I figure, what the heck, I might as well shoot for the stars. And I'm hoping that we can help find someday cures for these horrible childhood diseases.
The first two Popple books came out in October. So far, Johnson hasn't cut a check to the children's hospitals. She says she had to file a tax extension and has an accountant working on it. And like all storybooks, Johnson's tale of inspired writing and her journey through the rigors of self-publishing has a happy ending. She's engaged to her illustrator, Erin Moriarty. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.